Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want us to talk about rhythm today. Now, if you're like me, you may not have a really cool sense of rhythm, but your life can have a cool sense of rhythm. Listen to what the Message translates Matthew chapter 11, 28 and 29 to. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. So this would be a loose translation of Jesus giving us direction. Friend, listen, each one of us were built and wired by the same Creator. We're built by Him to come home regularly. The coming home is pretty integral to the lives we're meant to live. God has built us to need and receive His loving grace and care. He has built us, are you ready for this, to be restored by Him. So when I talk about coming home, I'm not talking about your literal house, although that's healthy as well. I'm talking about coming home to your Creator so that He can help build inside of you rhythms of grace. The thing is, a lot of us don't know how to come home. We're designed to do it uniquely, so it takes a little bit of work. But very few of us build those kind of rhythms into our life. But if we do discover how, and if we begin to come home regularly, we live in a condition that's known as abundance. In other words, grace flows and fills us and overflows us. We get filled up and we're able to overflow onto others, including our spouse, our kids, our friends, our partners, our people around us that might find themselves in need. We're able to give because we have known what it is to first receive. We're able to love and serve the way we were created to. We're able to be who we were created to be and to do the work we were created to do. If we don't put the work of discovery in, then we're going to fail to learn how to come home to our Creator to be filled up. We operate instead of functioning in a condition of great abundance and grace. We operate then out of condition of depletion and exhaustion. We tend to try to pull what we think we need from other people, and we try to find what we need from every source except our Creator. But when we do that, we're stealing from them rather than overflowing onto them. Friend, listen, you weren't wired in such a way that you don't need to be refilled. I mean, we are basically an automobile that needs to have fuel to keep going. We are like a phone that needs to be recharged to maximize our potential. So I want to encourage you, make a list of, say, 15 things you truly love to do. Avoid obligations or things you love because other people might think you're cool for doing them. Get real. List those things that move your heart, calm your heart, or make it beat fast. Those things that restore your soul, that excite you, that connect you with the living God. Things that allow you to worship Him while you're doing whatever that is. In my case, it's fishing. There's nothing to me like fishing. Once you have your list, commit to inserting your things generously into your daily, weekly, your monthly calendar, and learn to prioritize them. When you do, you're going to learn how to stop living out of depletion and start living in and out of abundance. Because, my friend, we all need rhythms in our life, rhythms that allow us to come back to our Creator to get filled up so that we can know what His will for our life is. Well, in 1 Samuel chapter 22, David had to do that. Saul was hunting him down, and he says he went to the cave of Adullam, and when he got there, he went for one purpose, to wait for God to tell him what to do next. He was getting fueled for a fight, and while he was there, some 400 people came along to help him. My friend, today, look for the condition of abundance by seeking how to find your rhythm of grace, and you'll find it only in the presence of Christ. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.